Ethnic groups fear being classified as white due to diversity quotas. By John Binder on April 4, 2019. Certain ethnic groups are opposing their classification as white on the upcoming 2020 census because they say the diversity quotas of corporations and universities will hurt their educational and job opportunities. Arab and Persian residents in the United States told the Los Angeles Times that while they plan to participate in the 2020 census, they fear they will be lumped in with the racial category of white Americans. The U.S. is home to about 3 million Southwest Asian, North African, and Middle Eastern residents, according to an analysis by The Times. The vast majority, about 80%, have called themselves white on previous census surveys. The ethnic groups, though, fear declaring themselves white will give them a disadvantage in the education system and job market, as universities and corporations have favored diversity quotas. In addition to those resources, advocates argue, the white label could hurt universities and companies that use the information to promote diversity and could result in the gathering of little or no statistical data on important issues, such as health trends in the community. Emphasis added. Sarah Schaber grew up in Santa Barbara feeling underrepresented. In school, she was counted among the white students and wondered why she had to conform to something I don't agree with. Emphasis added. It was such a weird thing to grow up and be told, you should be proud to be Jordanian. You should be proud of where you come from, said Schaber, now a graduate student at California State University, Northridge. None of these forms are allowing me to feel proud of it, because I'm just white according to them. Emphasis added. The U.S. Supreme Court will soon decide the constitutionality of asking U.S. residents if they are American citizens on the 2020 census, as President Trump's administration has advocated. In recent testimony, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, said the citizenship question on the 2020 census was paramount to ensuring electoral college votes in congressional districts are eventually apportioned by the number of citizens and legal immigrants, rather than all residents regardless of illegal alien status. The counting of illegal aliens for reapportionment of political power purposes violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause by unconstitutionally diluting the representative and political power of citizens who live in low illegal alien population states, Brooks said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.